It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, hello, Interior Alaska. Welcome to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley.
Hi.
My name is Sarah Hollister, and we've got my forever work BFF.
Yes. Ride or die.
Katie Yarrow.
Woo! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, and thank you for tuning in. If it is your first week tuning in, you've never heard our show before.
Shame on you.
Welcome was what I was going to say. And, you know, we like to get, you know, the whole point of this show, Behind the Mission with the United Way, is we like to get with all of our nonprofits in the community and find out what they do and why they do it and how we all can support and why
it's important and how you can support them.
And there's so many. There's over 600. So
yeah,
we've got a lot of work cut out for us.
That's true.
But this one is super special we have here today, especially if you like little dogs or
if you like petting soft things to make you feel better.
We have Companions, Inc. here today with us. And with that, we have Kate Lamal, who's the board president.
Hi, yes. Everyone.
Hi. And Erin Parcher-Wartiz. Did
yes,
I say that right?
Yeah.
Yes. And she's a
gold
board
star
member
for you today. Yes. Good job.
I spelled it out phonetically. I know what I'm doing. Sometimes. But yes, we have Companions Inc. here today, who they just do such a lovely service. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about either one of you? Want to tell us a little bit about what you all do there?
Yeah, I think the best place to start is what our mission is.
I love that.
That's the beginning. So the Companions Inc. mission is to provide comfort, company, and caring to the community through the human-animal bond by visiting hospitals, nursing homes, senior centers, other facilities, and community events where the benefit of therapy animals is needed.
Oh,
so
nice.
I love it.
One of the things I love about our mission is that it's really, like, there's this hyper-focus of that therapy animals, but it's very broad in where we can be in the community and where we have a lot of flexibility and where we can provide support to the community.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think that that is one of the things that I love most about it. Is that we touch on a lot of different kinds of people and ages of people. And I think that's great.
Absolutely. Cause I know, like, one of the places that I remember hearing about you guys being, cause I've seen you guys at the hospital and, Raven Landing and places, like that. But, I remember last year I heard you guys were up at UAF during finals week. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I remember what that was like.
Yeah.
To be so cool. Where was my puppy?
Where was my dog?
So when Companions first started almost 40 years ago, 1986.
Wow.
And two ladies decided that they wanted to do something with, connecting humans and animals, because there was so much research out there about the benefit of petting animals and lowering stress and anxiety. And, you know, there's lots of proven examples, and the research is prolific on it. So 40 years ago, they started up the program, and we're still going strong. The first place that they started visiting was the Denali Center, and it is still one of our main areas that we visit and service, as well as the senior center. We go throughout the hospital, every place except like neonatal, post-surgery, that type of thing. But every place else there. And one of the ones that we've been doing the longest at the hospital is the behavioral health unit, mm-hmm. where we have a established time twice a week that we do pet therapy and behavioral health. And both Erin and I do it, and it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's definitely an experience, because we spend an hour in one place with a group of patients that you can see from the start of that hour to the end of that hour, the change in just stress levels, the slowing of breath, the calming of people. from spending time with the dog.
And
it's
you get
amazing.
A smile.
Yes.
From everybody, at least once in the hour.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Even though they're going through challenging times, we almost always get a smile out of people.
Yep. Yeah.
That's very.
That's so special.
So then I think the finals at UAF started maybe 15 years ago. It's been a long time. Wow. So the library set aside a corner of the library during finals. We now do it the week before finals because a lot of kids would leave during finals. They could leave early. And we usually send up about three or four animals for every hour. And it's a couple hours throughout the afternoon and early evening for students to just come in and de-stress with the dog during finals.
Do you have students just come? Do they come and like take the dogs for walks, or do they just like play with them
just
there?
Just play with them.
Yep.
And pet them. Yep. So nice. And then tell them about Student Success Center.
So starting last spring, we began bringing animals to the Student Success Center, which is also at the Rasmussen Library at UAF. It's a new facility on the sixth floor where they have brought together all of the student academic services. So counselors, academic coaching, the writing center, the math lab, etc. And we now have students or animals there for the students twice a month. On Wednesdays for a few hours. Oh, wow. And it is very popular. And we have kids that'll be there the entire 3 hours that we've got a dog there. And we do that in teams of two dogs and two handlers. And it's joyful. Like, and it's not a quiet zone in the library. This is a place people are making noise and there's lots of giggles. And last week there was this guy, we had a little tiny dog there, and that dog loved this guy. And he just laid on the floor while the dog crawled all over him and he's laughing. And you could just see he came in a little bit stressed out. Mm-hmm. And by the time he left, he was so relaxed, had a huge grin on his face. It just, it made me so happy. Like, I'm getting a serotonin boost watching these people enjoy the dogs. Yeah. And it's super fun. And that has become a really, really popular spot.
Very, very popular. Okay. So we have a system where Erin usually does it, and she sends out a notice to our volunteers saying, okay, it's time to sign up for Student Success Center for the next month or two. I never get to go anymore because I'm never fast enough. Everybody else signs up first.
But it's becoming popular enough. We're going to discuss adding one more dog for each shift because, I mean, we had at one point this last Wednesday, I think we had 20 or more students there.
For two dogs.
For two dogs. So that's a lot of hands-on, you know, at one time.
The dogs are like, yes.
I mean, I don't know about all the dogs, but my dog thinks it's great. Yeah. He believes he should have at least five people petting him at all times. But it is a lot, especially when we had a little dog named Angel there this last Wednesday, and Angel is small.
So she was passed around.
It's really
quite a bit.
only a one-person dog, you know, at a time. So,
yeah.
So you say hour shifts. Is that about as long as we will sign a dog up for, just so that they're not getting super tired and overwhelmed?
That's a great question. It depends on – the shifts are an hour to an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. But it also depends on the dog and the environment. And I can only speak for my dog and how my dog handles things. But when we're at the university, we do the 3 hours because that's his shift for the week. And he loves it. He's into it. He's not done at the end of the 3 hours. Mm-hmm. But I have other places I visit, and it's maybe an hour. Mm-hmm. Because the energy is different, and I can watch him, and I can see he's being less engaged. He's not interacting, and so you really have to know as an owner of the dog, you have to know your dog well enough to know what they're going to enjoy, and so I think that's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think in general, an hour and a half is about what most, and Piper is, her dog Piper isn't unusual that way.
Yeah.
The Student Success Center is pretty low key. They're laying on the floor. It's like at the finals. They're laying on the floor, and the kids are sitting on the floor with them, petting them. Mm-hmm. And it's just, what could be better?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's heaven. In that situation, like, the kids might be a little stressed, but but the environment isn't a stressful environment
exactly.
or a heavy environment as some of the others could sometimes be.
Yeah.
Yes, because like the visits that you do, say, at the Denali Center Pioneer Home, you're walking into people's rooms usually.
Yes.
So, you know, you first have to check if they want to have a visit.
Yeah.
And you know, it's all different because you have people with different, I don't know, cognitive levels or
needs and capabilities physical. At this stage in life. Yep.
Yeah.
100%.
So, you know, I just want to add one thing is that our program is not confined to just dogs. It's open to, and we have had rabbits.
Rabbits, yes.
Cats.
Cats.
Cats are wildly popular, but there's very few cats that are that outgoing.
Right. Yeah, that's what I picture.
You have to have
like
a very social cat.
Yeah, most cats are like, I don't think so.
I feel like they're mostly male orange cats.
You must have a male orange cat.
I don't, but I watch a lot of cat videos.
That's a good guess. Yeah.
Male cats are more social and orange cats are not stressed about anything.
Yeah.
But I mean, if anyone out there had a cat that
companion.
They thought it would, because they are wildly, a lot of people, you know, will even say, well, I'm more of a cat person than a dog person, but I'll pet the dog.
Yeah.
If I have to.
If I have to. Yeah.
There's a group in Europe that has horses. That they mini horses that they bring into the hospital and I'm like
horse?
Yeah into a hospital and I'm thinking I need a mini horse, you know.
Yes.
My husband hasn't agreed that we need a mini horse just so I can train it to be a companion animal. Therapy animal.
Do you have multiple therapy animals?
No, I have multiple dogs, but I only have one dog who is a Companions Incorporated dog.
Okay.
And that is something that's important, is these dogs go through temperament testing. Mm-hmm. They have to have the qualifications also. They have to have their Canine Good Citizens certification.
Yeah.
And they have to like the work.
Mm-hmm.
My other dog is a sweetheart, and if you invite him on the couch with you, he's going to be like Velcro, snuggled up. But he is not a dog that's going to be okay walking around in the hospital with beeps and squeaks and weird floors and strange people. Well, strange people are fine, but he also doesn't understand being petted. Can I get in the bed with you? Fine. But using your hands, that's the job for throwing a ball.
Like,
so that is something, you know, you have to have a person who's interested in speaking to strangers on a regular basis, and you have to have an animal that loves meeting new people and getting attention from them and giving attention back.
Mm-hmm.
And not every animal is cut out for that work.
We have a lot of personality dynamics that have to
exactly,
be the perfect
mesh. Yeah. Not everyone or an animal has that ready for them. So.
Yeah.
So maybe we should just talk a little bit about, if anyone's listening and they think that they have an animal and would have an interest in the program, how they would go about. Can we do that?
Yeah. Let's do that now, and then we'll jump into a commercial break after that.
All right, good. So our website is companionsinc.org. So there's no punctuation.
INC.
INC. Companionsinc.org. And it's a pretty self-explanatory website, but it talks about what the requirements are for you and the dog. And it has a form that you fill out and send to Companions. And that will start the process, basically. And so if you're interested, you can do that. And so somebody will contact you and walk you through the program of getting your dog or your pet and yourself through the process. It is not simple.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure simple's the right word, but it takes dedication to do it, because the first thing that you do is you have to go through the hospital's volunteer process.
Yes.
I think there's probably background check.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Just making sure that everybody is safe and
yes, and
prepared and
yes, and that you as the volunteer, because we do a lot of volunteering at the hospital, and so every one of our volunteers, even if they don't intend to go to the hospital, they still have to do that. And then the dog has to get a canine good citizen, which is an AKC certificate. And it, there's 10 basic things they have to do. Sit, stay, come down. The owner needs to be able to walk away for a few minutes and then come back. And anyway, and then you get a AKC certificate. Okay. That gives our screeners, who is the next step, the confidence that the dog or the pet has basic obedience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then once you've gotten the canine good citizen and you've gotten through the hospital process, then the animal, the human and the animal get screened as a team. It's all about the teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
And that, because you and your dog will always be together, mm-hmm. and you have to work as a team. Once that's done, then you go to take your dog to a vet, mm-hmm. and they get an annual. So it happens every year. Mm-hmm. The dogs are checked by the vets that they're healthy, and they have a fecal exam, mm-hmm. to make sure. And the big one the hospital's interested in is Giardia.
Oh, making sure they're all healthy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And then you go with another sponsor or one of our members on your first visit, and then you're free to go.
There you go.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, very nice. I have a couple questions, but we can touch on those when we come back from commercial.
Yep. We're talking to Companions, Inc. This is the United Way with Behind the Mission, and we will be right back.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it, sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today, from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekend just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
All right.
Hello.
Welcome back.
This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And if you are just tuning in, we like to sit with one of our over 600 nonprofits.
Yeah.
And get behind the mission, what they do, why they do it.
Right.
And today we have Companions, Inc. We've got Kate Lamal, the board president, and Aaron Parcher-Ortiz, a board member and volunteer with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so we were just talking during the commercial break. Kate, you have a story you'd like to tell about Companions Inc. And if you are just tuning in, Companions Inc. brings animals to, like, service animals, style animals, to hospitals and schools during stressful times to try to offer companionship to people.
Right, and we call them therapy animals. Because that animals don't have any specific training directed at service. Mm-hmm. They are just, it's a temperament and a ability to work with their owner as a partner and do the visits with. And so one of the stories that has stuck with me for many years, I'm actually on my fourth dog in the program. I've been in So I always have one in the wings waiting.
One in the queue.
One in the queue.
You'll be next.
Yeah. And just because I get so much pleasure out of doing this. So my story is, one of the places that I do a lot of visits is the behavioral health unit at the hospital, fourth floor. Mm-hmm. I was walking in one day with my animal, my dog, and that was my dog named Solo because he only had one eye, and Cyclops wasn't a very good name, so we went with Solo. Anyway, there was a young man standing in the parking lot, and I saw him looking at me, and so I stopped, and he walked over, and he said to me, I wasn't sure whether I should approach you or not, he said, but I was on the fourth floor a while back, and he said I was in a very, very dark hole. And when you and Solo came in to visit, I found the strength to climb out of my hole. And he said, I'm doing very well right now.
Mm. Oh,
so,
that
I know.
Brings all the feels.
It does. I'm in tears. I hadn't heard that story before. Mm. That's beautiful.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So that's, you know, it's that kind of thing that makes it so wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, and I think as pet owners, if you are a pet owner, you understand the importance of animals in your life. But there are a lot of people who aren't pet owners and don't recognize how important they can be. And one of the things I learned about a while back was that Florence Nightingale actually wrote in her book, Notes on Nursing, about the importance of pets in therapy and the therapeutic benefits of reducing stress and lowering blood pressure, and that there have been studies that have shown that children who have been able to have pet therapy prior to procedures require less anesthesia to go through the procedure.
Wow.
I mean, there's a lot of science out there, and we see this firsthand at how much joy our animals can bring, and we're focusing on the patients, but it's also for the staff. I know that when I'm at the hospital, you know, especially during the pandemic, boy, our animals were playing a huge role in making everyone in the building feel better, and it is. They have other volunteer things I do, but this is the one that brings me the most joy, for sure.
Sometimes when you visit at the hospital, it takes you, you know, 15 minutes to get where you're trying to go because so many of the staff stop.
Right.
And get their loving.
Yeah, they need to get their fix, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so, you know, we focused a lot on, you know, the joy, and it seems like a really simple concept, right? Like, you just get to share your love for your pet with everybody else, and your pet has so much love to give to you and the community. But what are maybe some of the challenges that exist with a nonprofit like this, or that you guys are facing now?
I think, you know, the COVID era, which has now been over for, 3 years, but it's taken a lot of nonprofits a long time to come back from that.
100%.
Because we lost a lot of volunteers because we couldn't visit for two years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Except we got to go into behavioral health early, masked up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, earlier than we could the rest of it, just because of the benefits of the pet therapy there. So coming out of that, we're having a lot of interesting companions, but we have quite a few volunteers that go through the entire process, get screened, and never do visits. Mm. And we're getting so much interest in the community for us to go visit. Mm-hmm. We do Read with the Dog at North Pole.
Cute.
We've been doing things at the vet center. We've had dogs at the some health fairs around the community. We have a lot of people requesting us, and we can't sign on to all of those places because we just don't have the human power mm-hmm. and dog power at this yeah. point to do it. That is definitely a challenge.
Well, yep.
And as with every nonprofit, I'm just going to throw this out here. I think we're all tiptoeing around, you know, funding for every nonprofit is a big deal.
Yes.
And, you know, as a listener, you might think to yourself, well, what do these people and their dogs need my money for? And, well, we have to have insurance to cover, you know, for what we do. And we have the costs of medical screening. We have our uniforms that we, as the dogs have a uniform. They have a little specialty bandana that they wear that we get made locally. We have T-shirts and name badges for the human part of the team. The dogs have a special leash. You know, all of those things do cost.
So our main fundraiser, you guys, everybody in the audience, it's called Pet Awareness Day. Okay. It's a very fun event. A lot of animal organizations participate in it. It's the beginning of May. It's at the fairgrounds. Okay. And it's a great family day there.
Yeah. So you said every year in May.
Every year in May.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And nice. All sorts of pets, not just dogs. And, you know, we had rabbits and...
Llamas,
guinea pigs. Yeah.
Not in the program.
At the event. Not walking into the hospital.
We've had reindeer before.
Reindeer.
Nice. Of course.
You can get your canine good citizen test done there.
Okay. So that's an opportunity.
Giant auction for live auction and a silent auction for events. You know,
perfect.
Food to eat.
All for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Well, we've got about 3 more minutes. Did you have a story you wanted to tell us, Erin?
Oh, my story was also related to a visit on the fourth floor at the behavioral health unit at the hospital. We had a patient who had been in multiple times before and had made quite the connection with my dog, Piper, would be pretty non-interactive with the staff, but when Piper would come to visit, would really brighten up and would spend some one-on-one time. And my dog doesn't love to be hugged. He loves to be pet, but this patient could pull him in for a hug, and my dog would just lean in. And one day I came in, and that patient was again there, but couldn't make it through group therapy, had to leave the room, and was in their own private room. And as we were leaving the facility, the therapist who works with us saw that the patient was in their room, and we looked at each other and we said, maybe Piper needs to just go visit. Mm-hmm. And we walked across and went to the door, and they had, you know, medical staff with the patient, and we asked, and the patient shook their head yes. And so Piper went in, and typically the animals are not supposed to get into the hospital beds. And my dog does not usually get into the bed. And he went into that room and leapt right up on that bed and snuggled in to this patient's armpit, you know, just, and my dog is 75 pounds. This is not a small dog.
We were all picturing a small dog.
Yeah, no. It's a 75-pound golden retriever yellow lab mix, and he curled right up against this patient, and the tears were flowing from many, many people in that room at that time, including the patient, and the patient sat there and talked to Piper for a while. They just had some time. And eventually, you know, the patient's just general tone just completely turned around. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I've had a lot of times where I've watched my dog make a difference in someone's day. But that one just hit me so hard, like you said, in all the feels.
Yeah.
And to this day, I hope that patient is doing well. And if I ever run into them in the parking lot, you know, I hope they will say hi, you know, because it's a big deal.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Kate. Thank you, Erin, for being here.
Such a good time of year to have all the warm feels.
Yeah, we needed this.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for Companions Inc. It sounds like it means so much to so many people. And one more time, how they can find more information.
CompanionsInc.org. Lowercase companions, no punctuation, Inc. INC.
.org. Perfect. .org. And self-explanatory once you get there.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a beautiful website.
Well, all Kate right. and Aaron, thank you so much for sharing your time
thank
and
you
stories
guys.
With us and the mission.
I'm just sorry we didn't bring a dog to you.
Yeah, next time.
I'm going to hold you to it next time.
All right, Interior Alaska, thanks for listening, and we will talk at you next time.
Woo!
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.